Hi, Todd. It's me, Dean. Is this a good time for you now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to try to get you through this as quickly as possible, but I want to make sure everything is notated correctly, okay? First thing I want to go over with you is the business name currently reads as Flow Tech Plumbing.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, the phone number that I see currently listed is 678-300-8899.
Yep, I'm going to put one more number on there.
Okay, so on Google, they only allow one phone number, but...
I should just do that one number there.
Okay, but wherever they let us list two phone numbers, we can list a secondary number, like on the other directories. What would be the secondary number you want? What's the secondary one?
And change my address.
Yeah, we're going to update everything. So on your secondary phone number, what do you want to use where they let us put two phone numbers?
678.
Uh-huh.
800.
Uh-huh.
8282.
8282?
Yeah, what do you got for my primary?
Your primary is 678-300-8899.
That's right.
And secondary number is going to be 678-800-8282.
That's right.
So we'll list that secondary phone number on any of the directories where it allows us to list two phone numbers, okay? Okay.
Perfect.
Now, on your Google profile, it shows 16 Puritan. That address, is that a home address?
That was the old home address. We have a new home. But my business is moving to what's that?
29 Mason.
Are you positive? I need to know, Susan, right quick. He's going to find out for me right quick.
Okay, no worries, no worries. Take your time. Because we want to make sure that we're listing everything correctly. Now, this new address that you're going to be at, is it like an address? Is it like an office that people actually go to, or is it like a home office?
It's an office, but I got another place, but they give me 6 more months lease on it. They may give me a year. But I got both places, you know what I mean?
So let me tell you something, right? Is it still in Cartersville?
Yeah, both of them are.
Okay, so here's the thing. First off, your address doesn't need to show on Google. No one needs to know where you live at.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So your address is going to be hidden. Now, if we change the address, Google's going to send out a new PIN code to you, and we're going to need that PIN code when you receive it. But either way, the address is going to be hidden.
Okay.
So I'll wait on the address from you. In the meantime, let's get everything else set up.
It's 29 Maple Drive, Suite 113.
Suite 113? Okay. And that's Suite 113. And that's still the zip code 30120, right? Cartersville?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to hide the address anyways, but you're going to get a new PIN code to that address. Is someone going to be there to get that PIN code, Todd?
Where the address or on my phone?
At the address. Is someone going to be there to get that PIN code?
No, how are they going to do it? Mail it?
Yeah, they're going to mail it.
Yeah, because it's going to be hidden just to put this address.
If it's just going to be hidden, put my home address.
Okay, what address what's that address?
102 Planners Drive, Cartersville, Georgia.
Planners Drive? Okay.
See ya.
Northwest.
P-L-A-N-T-E-R-S, Planners.
Got it. I got it.
Does the map locate off my address or what?
Yeah, so what will happen is, so the PIN code is going to be wherever whatever address you have, right? So if
I want the PIN, it ain't going to send a PIN code that I got to send back in to you. It's just going to pin the location.
Yes, correct.
Well,
but we'll,
I need
but
the ones in the downtown city. I already got on my Facebook in my neighborhood, so I need to do 29 Maple Ridge as the pin code.
Let me take a look.
Maple Drive. You don't need nobody there.
Yeah.
Okay, so can your wife hear me? So this way we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, this is Nadine. I didn't get her name. I'm sorry. Okay. So. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Okay, so what I want to explain, right, like currently that Google profile page that he has shows 16 Puritan Street, Cartersville, 30120, right?
Right.
So that address should be hidden, Susan, only because Google doesn't like for the home address to show, right? It's
right.
What we call.
And we don't live there anymore anyway, so.
Right. But currently, if someone is searching in that zip code, right, or
right.
they're searching 20 miles around your zip code, they're going to find you on, that's how they'll find you on the first page for the local listing, right?
Okay.
Now, if we change the address, okay,
right.
when we update it, chances are Google's going to want to send out a new PIN code, okay? Just to verify
okay.
that the business is now in this new location. The address will show nowhere, okay? But that's the way it happens. Now, I had mentioned to Todd with the package that we're doing for the local SEO and the Facebook ads, that's going to target 50 miles, right? Once he
right.
gets approved for the Google Guaranteed, he can target with the Google Guaranteed leads anywhere that his business license and anywhere that his insurance covers. Anywhere.
Right.
Okay? So that's not a problem. But I just need to know what address do you guys want listed? Well, not showing on Google, but do you want me to update it to the 102 Planners Drive?
No, because we're out in the country. So he wants
okay.
it to be pinged in the city. But that Maple Drive does not have a mailbox.
Okay, so that's going to be a problem because if we do the Maple Drive, you have to have a mailbox because they're going to send it in the mail.
You don't have a mailbox. How can you find out?
I don't know.
How far is, and they won't do a P.O. box, so how far is the Planner's Drive from the Maple Drive?
It's 20 miles.
It's 20 miles, yeah.
20 miles, okay.
Will it hurt my Google Maps if I change it later?
If you change it later, no. I would say keep it as it is now. Once you find out if there's a mailbox there, then we can update it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Put it on 630 North Tennessee Street there.
630 North Tennessee Street?
Uh-huh.
Okay. No suite number, nothing like that?
No, the 630 North Tennessee Street, Carter's.
Okay. Road. And you can get mail there, right?
Yep.
Okay, and we're going to hide that address. So the PIN code's going to go to that address, just an FYI.
Where will it come back?
It's the PIN code, when we update this address, okay, it's going to put your PIN in that zip code, in that location. But the address will be hidden. Chances are Google's going to want to resend a PIN code to you, and it'll come in the mail within 6 to 10 days, okay? So you want to make sure whoever gets the mail at that address that they don't throw it away because it'll say Google on the top.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Do you want me to add Susan as an additional who can make changes to the account in case you can't call in to make a change?
Yeah.
Okay. What's Susan's phone number? Because they'll identify her by her phone number.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Susan. In case you want to call in for Todd to make a change to the account, I want to make sure I notate it so So I have your first name, S-U-S-A-N. What's your last name?
Dover, D-O-V-E-R.
Okay, and what's your phone number? Because they'll verify you by your phone number.
678-800-8282.
Okay, perfect. I know Todd wanted to list this phone number as a secondary number wherever we can list two phone numbers. Google only allows one phone number, so the primary phone number is going to be his, the 388-99.
Right.
This number that you gave me is a secondary number where they allow it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then the card that, so did Todd explain to you everything that we're doing? Did you want me to go over that with you?
No, you don't have to.
Okay. Okay.
And then the card, right?
Now, the card, although my husband, I have to tell him, no. You better let me know what you're doing first.
Right.
Only because my husband likes to buy fishing reels that are like $800.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the card that we're going to be using today is the card in Todd's name, the business name. Whose name is on the card?
It's in Todd's name.
Okay. And is it just Todd Dover or?
It's Todd Dover.
Okay. No middle initial, right?
No.
Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
102 Planners Drive,
okay.
Northwest.
102 Planners Drive, Northwest.
Northwest, yes. Cartersville,
okay.
Georgia, 30120.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's American Express. Oh, MasterCard,
okay.
You're using, hold on, he's using a MasterCard.
Okay. I hear the little ones.
And there is a B on the initial, because I think
there's
a different
B.
Card.
There's okay,
hon. Yeah, B is for the initial.
Okay, let me go back. Yeah, I'm going to try to get you guys through this as quickly as possible, but I want to make sure I have everything notated correctly. I don't want anything
right.
wrong, and then we got to go back, and you know what I mean? So,
right.
Okay, so Todd B. Okay, and then I know you said it's the planner's billing address, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said it's a MasterCard?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's that card number when you're ready?
5524.
Okay.
3356.
Okay, give me 1 second. Oh, what is going on with this computer? Sorry. Let's go here. Okay, 5524.
Uh-huh. 3356.
3356.
6371. 4232.
4232. Expiration month and year?
627.
627. And what's the CVV code on the back?
040.
040. Okay. Now, we're going to put a security question on here for you guys. So, you have the choice, you guys have the choice, either it be your mother's maiden name, meaning Todd's mother's maiden name, the city that he was born in, or his first pet's name.
For all three or what?
No, what? You got to pick a security code. What do you want it to be? What's your mother's maiden name? Haney? His mother's maiden name.
Okay, and how do you spell it? Haney, you said?
Yes, H-A. If you want first and last name or for
just no, just her, name? Just her maiden last name.
Okay, Haney, H-A-N-E-Y.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, what I'm gonna do, Todd's right there, right? Because I'm gonna walk him through the voice verification. I'm gonna need him to answer the questions when I'm walking him through it. So I want you to also hear in on it, Susan, okay? So what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. I'm going to go over the billing date, the amount. It's going to state in there that if you choose to cancel services, we just need you guys to call 3 business days before the next billing is due, so this way he's not being charged. Okay? Now, if there is something that you don't understand, Todd, please do me a favor and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? I'm going to go back and review it, and then I'm going to rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, Todd, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Flow Tech Plumbing.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Todd Bruce Dover.
And Todd, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And Todd, you also authorized your wife, Susan Dover, to make changes to the account when need be?
Yeah.
Now, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
To get results as fast as possible, Todd, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as, or let me go back to this. One thing I want to tell you, Todd, is once you start having more online presence, okay, you might get a call from another company trying to sell you another type of product, okay? They are not associated with our company. We're never going to ask you for more money. How you're going to know it's our company is if someone's calling you to pay $5 to verify your profile, ask them, what's my security question, and they're going to hang up on you. That's why we put a security question, to identify that that's us. Okay.
Okay, so my security question is my mama's maiden name.
Yes, sir, correct. So you just tell them, what's my security question, and they'll hang up on you because they're not going to know it. If they're not our company, they're not going to know it. Okay? All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say it one more time.
In hiring, I'll explain it first, okay? So we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing, okay? What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call, okay? So that way we can reference it.
Make sure, yeah, look it over for me.
Correct. We want to make sure... Yeah, we just want to make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's what that means.
I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. Awesome. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
You explain that.
So that's what I was explaining earlier, that we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, give us a call and let us know so we can make sure.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure I call y'all first.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Now, Todd, your payment, okay, for the account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 9th, 2023. In the non-refundable amount of $648, okay? So, what's going to happen is on, because it's a 2-month verbal agreement, what's going to happen, this, so what this includes, okay, the 648 is including the platinum package with the setup fee and the application for the Google guaranteed program. Okay.
Right.
So what's going to happen is on February 9th, 2023, you're going to have that recurring payment for the platinum package at $299. Okay.
Yep.
Now, once you get approved for the Google guaranteed, okay, that's, yes, but we're going to call you first to let you know you've been approved before we
right.
charge, before we turn on your leads. So
right.
just remember, but every 9th of the month, you're going to be paying the $299 recurring for the Facebook ads and the local
and
SEO.
If I use Google Guarantee for the month, I'm going to have to pay the $365 with
yes. it. Yes. So there might be a time. Now, if once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, if you want to no longer have the Facebook ads, you can drop that. Okay. But it's going to take about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved for the Google Guaranteed. Okay, so just,
uh-huh.
that's why we got everything else up and running for you, okay?
Right.
Now, if you choose, okay, so just remember, every, again, 9th of the month, you're going to be charged the $299, okay, until you get approved for Google Guaranteed, and then we'll call you to let you know you've been approved. When do you want the leads turned on, okay?
Right.
Okay,
but
now.
They're going to call me as soon as I get approved.
Yes, they will call you as soon as you get approved. Absolutely.
And you said by 45 days they should know something.
Between 4 to 8 weeks is when you'll get approved for the Google Guarantee.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Awesome. Now, if you choose to cancel your services, okay, or pause it, we ask that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged. Okay?
Okay,
so if you're going to cancel on the platinum package, you want to call us 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way they don't charge you on the 9th. Okay? Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Let y'all know 3 days ahead of the billing.
Yes, sir. Correct. Correct. Okay? Now, once you get approved for the Google Guaranteed, anytime you need to pause your leads, you just call us so that way we can pause it, okay?
And just call y'all, and I'll call at this number you called from today.
Yes, absolutely. I also sent you 3 text messages with customer services phone number. I sent you the link to the YouTube video for you to watch with Susan. That's going to show you how to track your results with us. And then I also sent you my number if in case you ever need it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Now, the first thing I want to do, okay, I'm going to have to wait for my manager to set up your account to charge the card, but I want to get you through your notes because I know you're busy right now, and then I want to set up your client interview. Okay. So, the first thing we need to do is I need to set up your client interview. Now, the client interview that I'm setting up is going to be with a technician regarding your website, regarding your Facebook ads. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for that client interview?
It probably would do better on Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Okay. So on Wednesday at what time? What time do you prefer?
Probably 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
5 o'clock? Okay. So I'm going to schedule your first client interview for the Facebook ads, the website. That's going to be on Wednesday. They're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock, and they're going to call you from an 877 number. Okay?
Okay.
So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour.
Okay.
So give me 1 second while I set that up. We're going to go over a couple of notes, and then we're going to schedule also your client interview. You're going to have a separate interview for your Google Guaranteed, okay? Give me 1 second. Let me go here, and then Todd, and I'm going to set up this one. There we go, Todd B. Okay, so that there's that one. Now, in your services that I'm listing here, Todd, what are some of the keywords that you want me to notate? Some of the services, they're going to go over it more in detail with you during your client interview. What would you like me to notate?
My 10 keywords?
Yes, correct.
Plumber near me.
Okay. So you do plumbing. What else? Do you do drain cleaning? They're going to go over more specific keywords with you during your client interview. Do you do HVAC? What do you want me to notate?
No, just all plumbing. But when they key in, when people on Google are looking, what are the best things they look for in a plumber? Is it plumber near me?
Plumber near me. They look for plumbing contractor. They look for repiping. They look for a different type of ways. Video inspection.
Partisan plumber.
Okay. But aside from plumbing, like, is there anything specific that you do?
Let me see what that
is. It's residential and commercial, right?
Plumber near me. Yeah, I'd like to do plumber near me.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. I can't see what these other people tap in, Jenna.
So just to kind of give you an example, right? Like when I'm thinking of a plumber, like I know when I've needed someone to unclog, I've needed someone to do a drain. There's just different variations. What are some of those like particular keywords? Like if I'm looking at, let me do this. So plumbing, water heater installation, repairs, stuff like that. You do water heater installs?
Yeah. Put water heater.
Mm-hmm.
Water heater. Clogged toilet.
Okay. Do you do video inspections?
Gas line repair.
Gas line repair. There you go.
Yeah, gas line repair. Video inspection.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. You put Cartersville plumber and plumber near me?
Yes.
I want both of those. Okay. And you put water heater installation, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Put water lines.
Uh-huh.
Put sewer line, water line repairs.
Water line repairs, sewer line.
Sewer
okay.
Line repairs, yeah.
Water line. Sewer line repairs. Okay.
Sewer line clogged.
Sewer line clogs, uh-huh.
Let's see. Plumbing.
Okay, perfect. Now, during your client interview on Wednesday, the technician is going to go over way more in detail with you. They're going to go over the specific keywords and search terms. So that's where they're going to get more into detail on that during your client interview. I wanted to give them like a general idea so that they know where to start from. Okay? And then...
Yeah.
Let me just notate this here. Now, I'm going to put, you have your Google Business profile. Let me grab that because I want to make sure we attach the right one. Just bear with me here. I appreciate your patience. I know you guys are busy and it's late in the evening, but I want to make sure I notate everything correctly, okay? I don't want anything wrong on here. please update address and hide. Okay, and then I'm putting Wednesday is your client interview, which is, let's see, the 9/10/11, the 11th, 1-11-22. And that's going to be at 5 p.m. Okay, and then I believe this is your Facebook page. Let me see. I know there's a couple of them. Let me see. Let me grab. I think I put it over here. Because I know you guys, oh, here it is, Facebook. Perfect. Got it. Okay. So now on your Google profile page and on your Facebook page for the business, you'll need to add us on as managers, okay? So that way we can optimize it.
Okay.
And if you're not sure on how to do that, the technician will help you, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm putting on here, you're going to have the My Site, and you have pictures, and you do have a company logo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you take cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal?
I'll take cash. I'll take check. I'll take credit cards.
Okay.
Yeah, all types of credit cards. I'll take cash out.
Uh-huh.
And I will do Venmo and Zelle if I got to.
Okay.
I don't like to, but I really
do. Do you want me to just put it just Cash App and leave off the Zelle and Venmo? I could put cash, check, credit cards, Cash App. We don't have to put the Zelle and Venmo. That's totally up to you.
That'd be fine. Don't put them.
Okay, so I won't put it. I'll just put the credit cards, cash, check, and the Cash App. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then I did put that you're licensed and insured. What are your hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, 24/7? Oh. What would be the hours that you want me to notate for you?
Let me see what.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Take your time. And then I think we had talked about, so for right now with the Facebook ads, do you want to keep it within 25 miles or do you want to go the 50 miles?
I want to go, what's most people doing?
Well, 50 miles is the furthest that we can cover. I know when we talked to you, it said 25 miles. Okay. So it's up to you. You can change it whenever you want. So I could put 25 miles, and then when you talk on Wednesday with a technician, we can change it to 50 if you decide you want to change it to 50.
Yeah, we might change it. 25
okay.
miles, 24 hours.
Okay. 25 miles, and then you want 24/7, right?
No, not 24/7 yet. I was just saying.
Okay. Okay, you let me know.
I'll let you know on that. And I'm going to be looking at my pictures, okay?
Okay, no worries. So do you want me to...
We're going to redo pictures, right?
Yes. We will do new pictures. So on your hours of operation, what do you want me to notate then?
For now?
Uh-huh.
Let me look at Georgia Plumbing Expert and see what he's got.
Okay.
Georgia... Plumbing. Experts. Let's see what he's got.
Okay.
He says he's open 24 hours.
Do you want me to just put 24 hours?
Yeah, you can put open 24 hours.
Okay, I'll just put 24 hours. I won't put the days. I'll just put 24 hours on it. Okay? And then if you need to change it, we can change it. That's not a problem.
Okay.
And what is your preferred method of contact? Do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I'd rather do phone and text.
Okay, awesome. All right, so let me put phone and text. Okay. And text. All right, let me do this. Susan's phone number is here. So whenever Susan Dover can make changes to the account, and then your phone number is the primary phone number. So primary list this number where okay. Make changes to the account, then list this number as secondary number where applicable. Okay. All right. I think I have everything on this. Oh, you do have an option. Do you prefer it showing as your phone number on your Google profile page where we're listing the business, or do you want us to put a tracking number that's linked to your phone number?
I want you to do Cartersville Plumber and Plumber Cartersville.
Okay. Plumber Cartersville? Okay. Let me go back to this.
Not Cartersville Plumber. I think that'd be Plumber Cartersville, Georgia, don't you?
Either way, I mean, people just search in different ways. So do you want me to put Cartersville Plumber and then Plumber Cartersville?
I want to put Plumber Cartersville Jordan.
Instead?
Yeah, I probably need to put both, don't I?
Plumber Cartersville, Georgia. And then Cartersville Plumbing. Okay. Now, the other thing, so currently on your profile page on Google, what it shows is your phone number listed, right? Now, if you would like, it is an option, we can put a tracking number on there that'll be linked to your phone number. So instead of them seeing your phone number, they're going to see a tracking number. Do you want us to just keep it as your phone number showing, or do you want a tracking number? There is an app that you would have to download from the App Store so that way you can track your calls and your messages.
What is most people doing?
Well, you know, here's the thing, right? Everyone knows you by your phone number, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I would recommend is keeping it as your phone number now. Now, if you decide you want to change it, you know, to the other number, you can do that to a tracking number. But with Google Guaranteed, they're going to give you a special tracking number regardless for Google Guaranteed, just so you know. Because they're going to be recorded calls, and that's how you're going to know that it's a Google Guaranteed lead, because it'll say Google Guaranteed when you answer the phone. Okay? So we could keep it as your phone number, and then if you decide to change it and you want to, if you decide you want a tracking number, then we can add the tracking number. I would suggest you do it, to be honest, because it's a way for you to block spam calls, okay? And it's an app that you download on the phone from the App Store. But it is up to you. It's included in your package. So I could put no, and if you decide to do it on Wednesday, then they'll just add it. It won't cost you more.
No.
Do you want me to put maybe, and then they can explain it more to you on Wednesday?
Let me think on it.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so I'm just making sure I got all the notes here. And I just want to copy that. Okay, and then I'm going to set up your client interview is going to be for Wednesday. Okay, now I'm also going to be sending you the application. I'm going to send it by email for the Google Guaranteed, and I'm going to send it to you in a text message, okay? So that application, when you're filling it out, there is a section on there that asks you how many owners. You put one owner, and you're going to, because they're only going to do the background check on you. When it asks how many employees, you want to make sure that you put zero, because if you put that you have four employees that are face-to-face, they're going to make you do a background check for all those employees. Okay.
Just put me on there.
Yes. So that's what I'm telling you. When you're filling out your application, okay, it's going to ask you how many employees that are face-to-face. You're the only one who's face-to-face exchanging money with clients, right? So you're going to put zero because you're not counting yourself as an employee. Understood?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just want to make sure. And then let me schedule this. Is for Wednesday. Okay. Now on Wednesday, you're going to receive, it's going to actually be a reminder. We're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up. Okay. If you're in the middle of a job, just pick up the phone and just say, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And they will call you right back. It's important you get through that client interview. Okay. Okay. Now, the next thing that I'm going to do here, I'm going to send you the application. Can you do me a favor? Can you take a look at your phone? I need you to find there's one that says initial invoice. It's a text message that you got. We also sent it to your email. It's your invoice. It came either before or after your welcome one. It'll say, Dear Todd B. Dover, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay. Invitation.
It would be before that.
Local Splash, welcome to Local Splash.
I think it's before that one.
Thank you for initial invoice.
Yes, that one. Okay, perfect. So I need you to open that up, and then it's going to go on to say, Dear Todd B. Dover, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Profile subscription. This is just the invoice.
Okay, so you clicked on please click here. You clicked on that?
Please note this will be a recurring charge.
Yes, perfect.
Yes.
On this page that you're on right now, Todd, scroll to the very, very bottom of the page. Do you see a box that is asking you to sign your name, to type in your name in the box?
It just says reply.
Okay, go back. Yeah, go back to that page you were on previously.
Okay, it says click here.
Yes, click on that.
Okay, open it up in Google.
Okay, and what does it say at the top? Local Splash Terms of Experience?
Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Perfect. On this page, scroll to the very, very bottom of the page.
Click here and type your name.
Yes, before you click on typing your name, do you see where it says I certify? A little above it, there's a little box that says I certify. I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. You're going to click in that little box because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided.
Where it says sign?
where it says sign, right above it, there's a little box to the left.
Oh, yeah, certified.
Okay. Okay, so you certify that, and then at the bottom, in that box, you're going to click in there and just type in Todd B, no period after the B, and then Dover. Todd B. Dover. That's it.
I can do space between it, right?
Yes, do a space in between, please.
Okay, confirm signatures.
Yes, sir. Now, it should open up a page asking you to enter a username and a password. You see that?
Okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't have your username or password yet because they're going to create it for you. This is where you go in to track your results with us, okay? So in 5 to 7 days, Todd, we're going to send you an email with this username and a password and this link, okay? This is why I want you to watch that video, okay? So I wanted you to see this part. Now, I'm putting in here. Now, for your client interview, let me do this. So right now, I'm also sending you an email that says Google Guaranteed Application. Okay? So on that application, it's going to ask you also what your minimum monthly budget is, and I put that in that email so that way you have it there. And then I'm also texting you the email application. So this way you have it in a text message too. Okay?
Okay.
So let me send that.
Where's the video at?
The video, I'll resend you the video. It's in a text message. I'll resend it so that way you see it.
Okay. Okay. In a text message?
Yeah. I'm sending it right now. I just sent it to you again. Okay, beautiful. Okay, now.
See the video, so watch the video, and then I can go to Google whenever my stuff comes in on that page to find out what's,
like how many calls you're getting. You can view your profiles from there. You'll be able to track all of that in that client dashboard. You can see the photos, everything, because in your client dashboard is how you're going to track your results, okay? And then I'm putting on here now, let's see here. Okay, so I'm putting yes, you're going to go through the background check. Does client social security number? Yes. You have your social. Yes, you have an identification, driver's license, passport. Okay. Now, on here, so Google, when Google does the background check, okay, it's not Google that's doing the background check. They use two companies. One is called Pinkerton, and one is called Evident ID. So when you speak with Ivan during your client interview, Ivan's going to follow up with you and let you know if it's Pinkerton or if it's Evident ID that's going to send you an email or a text message. And what they're going to request is for you to send a photo of the front and back of your driver's license or your passport, because they'll need that to verify you to run your background check. Okay?
Oh, they'll call me and let me know.
Yeah, Ivan's going to call you and let you know, okay, so Pinkerton, he's going to call you and say, okay, Todd, Evident ID is going to be texting you or they're going to email you. You need to respond with a copy of your front and back of your driver's license. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, let's see. Now, for your client interview with Ivan for the Google Guaranteed program, it's going to take about 30 minutes, okay? We're going to set that up.
After the 45 days?
No, no, no. I want to schedule that. Do you think you'll be available for Friday for your client interview for the Google Guaranteed, or do you want to do it sooner?
Yeah, we'll do it. We can do it Friday.
Or do you want to do it like Wednesday or Thursday? It's up to you.
It don't matter. Friday will be okay.
Would Friday be good for you? Now, what's going to happen is Ivan's just going to review your application, so at least I'm giving you some time. Fill out the application, get it submitted, because he's going to review it, make sure all the documents are uploaded, and we are going to help with the push-through, okay? So what time do you want it for on Friday?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, okay.
And then on Wednesday, I got an appointment between 5 and 6.
Yes, I know, a lot of appointments, right?
And the one on Wednesday is just to go over my setup.
Correct, correct. So Wednesday.
Friday is a Google Guarantee interview.
Yes, exactly. So now here's what's going to happen, just as a reminder, okay? Wednesday, they're going to call you from an 877 number between 5 and 6 o'clock. That's going to be for the Facebook ads, the My Site. They're going to talk to you about your local listing. That's where they're going to discuss that. Now, that appointment can take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just really depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay? Now.
Okay. So Wednesday between 5 and 6. Let me put this down. Wednesday.
And I sent you the email on that, too.
Yep. Between 5 and 6. And
okay.
Then, and then Friday.
Friday is going to be 5 o'clock. And that's going to take about 30 minutes, so I'm just adding that on here right now. And you're going to be getting reminders on all of these, letting you know when they're coming up, okay?
Okay, I got them.
Okay, give me one.
It's called Splash, right?
Yes, Local Splash. Now, the numbers that we'll always be calling you from, Todd, are 877 numbers. We'll always call you from 877 numbers.
Local video. Okay. And that was, okay. Video. I need to watch. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then you need to fill out the application. Okay. You want to make sure you fill that out. I emailed it to you.
I sent
you a text, but it's better if you look at the email because I put the information in there that you need. Okay.
Okay. Let me write this down.
Yes.
Okay. Application. I got it.
Okay.
The application. Okay. I'll open that up, fill it out, and then.
Uh-huh. Correct. Okay. And then, let's see, what else do we need here?
Fill out the application.
Okay, and then I'm just trying to think of what else you need to write down. I think that's really it. Just Wednesday is going to get you through that appointment. And then what I'll do, too, if you have any questions about that application, do not hesitate to call me, Todd.
When do I send my insurance and stuff in?
You're going to upload it on that application. The application is going to show you they need the COI, Certificate of Liability Insurance Form, is what they're going to need, right?
Okay. I got workbook up and everything.
Beautiful. So they're going to need that, and it's only just the one page that they need. It's the Accord COI.
What's the invitation for?
The invitation is for your client interview with Ivan for the Google Guaranteed. So Ivan's going to review and make sure that your application is filled out on Friday. Is that appointment? Okay.
And I need to click on this to go over that meeting.
Yeah, you want to make sure on Friday.
Oh, okay. You're just confirming.
Yes. Yes. Right.
What's the box at the bottom? It's got a box at the bottom.
Oh, the box at the bottom is just for notes. You don't need to fill out anything. I just like to send the emails to you to let you know when your appointments are.
Okay.
So you're good.
Then I got the application I need to do. I need the video I need to do. And the application I just send back when I get it done this week. Send it back to Google Guarantee.
When you're filling out that application, Todd, at the bottom, once you fill out everything, you just hit submit. All you do is hit submit when you fill out the application, and it'll be submitted to us, and Ivan will have it And that's what he'll go over with you on Friday.
Is Cordae submitted under Google Partner?
Excuse me?
Under Google Partner?
No, no, no. Go to your, are you on your emails right now?
Yeah, Google, I said Google Guaranteed Application.
That's the one you're going to fill out. When you open up that email, there's a link that says Google Application. Yes.
I just fill out the link that I attached my word.
Do me a favor. Can you click on the link right now?
Yes.
Click on it. Okay. And it opens up Local Splash Google Guaranteed Application Form, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So see how it asks you, what's your first and last name?
Yeah.
What's your email address? What's your business name?
Yeah.
And then please provide a copy of certificate of general liability document, and it gives you an example, the sample of what it looks like. What is the business license number? When's the expiration date? Provide us a copy of the business license.
So
and then,
yep,
you're just going to be uploading it. Now, do me a favor. Go to number 16 and 17. Scroll down to question 16 and 17.
What is the total number of business owners?
One owner. One. What is the total number of field workers?
I'm doing background
check. Exactly. So, listen, on number 16, you're going to put
number of field workers?
Zero.
Including the owner. Just put
zero.
Zero.
Exactly. Perfect. Okay? And then you just fill out the rest of the info, and then at the very bottom, once you have everything filled out, you hit submit, and you're done. And then Ivan will follow up with you on Friday to make sure we got everything that we need.
Well, I need to get this in before Friday.
Yes. Please.
Okay. I'll do it.
Now, the last thing I'm going to go over with you. So the Facebook ads, the website are going to be done within 7 to 14 days. Your Facebook ads will be live. Your website will be done within 7 to 14 days, and they're going to send it to you first in case you have changes that need to be made before it goes live. Okay? Within 30 to 45 days, you'll be on the first page in the local map. That's, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. Sometimes it happens sooner, Todd. Okay?
Yeah.
But that's our promise. And then the directory submission is going to happen within 5 to 7 days. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to be the first to welcome you to our Local Splash family. And I want to thank you, Todd. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Hey, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have a blessed evening, okay? And call me if you have any questions. Don't hesitate. You're welcome. Bye-bye.